Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the Coyote Hills annual production sale, Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 100 limousine and Limflex bulls, 50 fall calving cow-calf pairs, 20 spring calving females, 15 fall calving bred heifers, and 10 breeding age Limflex bulls. Call 580-597-3006 or go to the website www.coyotehillsok.com for a catalog. The Coyote Hills annual production sale, Saturday, April 30th at noon at the ranch near Chattanooga.
Water is one incredible force. In fact, our bodies are mostly made of it. The amount we drink can transform how we feel. Yet, a lot of us walk around dehydrated, leaving us dizzy and drained. But we can change this harmful habit. How? Skip the sugary drinks. Choose an extra glass of water instead. It's one refreshing way to build a healthier life. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, we've seen some ups and downs in the grain market this week, and OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says he's got his eye on the wheat stocks.
Well, I think the lead story's got to be the wheat stocks, and that we came into the marketing year with tight stocks, especially from the exporters around the world, and we had very strong demand. Then you got the wheat crop conditions, and that segues into weather. We probably got the poorest crop conditions. Actually, I think they're the second worst conditions than we've had in probably the last 20 years. So the crop's not in good conditions. In the western half of the United States, we got drought, and in the eastern half, we got too much rain. So nothing is progressing very well. And then you look at Russia and Ukraine, that area there. I think the big news and what we got to watch is Russia's wheat exports were lower this year. They've got their production's projected to be 250-300 million bushels above last year's level. And then you got Ukraine, you know, we were talking about they're going to lose 50% of their crop. Well, I've seen estimates as low as losing only 20% of the crop.
What are soybeans doing?
Well, soybeans, you look at that soybean price, start out with that $14.60. And these are your forward contract prices for 22 harvest delivered corn, wheat, and soybeans. Most analysts say that price has peaked out. It had a bottom recently of $13.32. So you got $13.30 to $14.50 range.
What are we seeing on prices?
Well, if you look at wheat prices, go back to March 1, we've been between $9.50 and $12.50. I think that's a good range for wheat if you're looking at going out to harvest. In the last 2 weeks, we've been between $10.90 and $11.40 for those prices. If you look at corn stocks, again, tight corn stocks. You look at the stocks-to-use ratio, good demand around the world, especially for China. There's some speculation that the USDA has underestimated China's need for our corn and what they'll be doing in the corn market. You got that weather we talked about, too wet, it's delaying the planting. We already got lower planted acres than last year expected. They may even go any lower, and you've got cost of production, probably not as much nitrogen put on the corn, slightly lower yields, which means less corn production, tighter stocks.
Well, what advice do you have for producers this week?
Right now, I think they should ignore the market. Do not listen to market outlook economists. As we approach harvest, as you see what your yields are going to be sure and develop a good written strategy on how to move that on the market, but don't worry about it right now.
To hear more from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.